thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Chris, how do you balance, I'm sure, the emotions of as disappointing a loss as that was for this team, you living out a dream and getting to go out there and play?
I mean, it's disappointing all around. It's we just didn't execute well. We just didn't put points on the board. You know, 3 points isn't going to win games, and I got to be better. We just got to execute better. So that's really the feeling right now.
It seemed like if there was one moment you probably want to have back, when you saw CJ wide open over the middle, pull the string a little bit, because he probably is a walk-in touchdown 100%. If you can put it on him.
100%. You know, just kind of babied it out there. Didn't want to overthrow him, make a bad throw. He makes a great catch, and definitely would like to have that one back. And I think we're all looking in the mirror right now, looking at plays that we wish we had back.
Having said that, though, you've got 2 games left, both on the road. And if you win them both, there's still at least a better than maybe average possibility of making the playoffs if you get some help. So what was the message from Coach Sala to this team in the locker room after, I'm sure, you know, it's probably mentally tough to rebound when you have a night like that?
I mean, we're going to come in tomorrow. We got to look in the mirror tonight, watch the film tomorrow, and as always, just get things corrected that need to be corrected. And, you know, playoffs or not, whatever that situation is, we got to go out and execute. And offensively, we got to go out and score points, and we got to get better. And today just wasn't good enough. So, you know, we have a team of fighters, guys that are going to come in, continue to work, and get better. And that's the expectation.
All right. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's Chris Trebler, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Chris, at what point did you realize you were
You know, I mean, short week, so kind of find out today that we were kind of putting a package in, and yeah.
Did you expect to play as much as you did at the end there?
You know, whenever you're dressed, you got to expect to play. So, you know, you never know what can happen in this game. So, just got to be ready at all times and prepare like you're going to play.
So what was your mindset when you went in there, and how did you feel like it went for you over those few drives?
Well, my mindset's always just try to move the ball, score points, one play at a time. And obviously, we didn't do that. We didn't score points. You know, we moved the ball a little bit, but you got to finish. And 3 points isn't going to win games. So, we all got to be better. You know, I'm going to look in the mirror. We're all going to come in tomorrow, watch the film, and see what we can get corrected and get better from this.
Coach said the reason he put you in was to help pick up the running game. What did he tell you going in?
Yeah, they said, you're going in. Let's try to get something going. Take it one play at a time, and that's what I tried to do.
At what point did you realize you weren't coming out? They were sticking with you.
Well, once you go in, you know, I just wasn't. No one told me I was coming out, so when you're in there, you're just trying to take one play at a time, like I said, and just trying to make positive yards and get the ball moving, and, you know, no one ever took me out, so I just stayed in and kept trying to get positive plays.
You said you had that package of plays, right? I mean, at what point, whether it was the first series, second series, third series you were in, did you start getting the calls in your helmet where you were like, oh, that wasn't in that package, now we're, like, we're calling other things?
It was kind of after... You know, after that first drive, and we kind of went into a little more up-tempo mode and, you know, just try to get things going. Down 2 scores, got to get down the field quick, and a lot of that stuff was, like Coach said, you know, run game stuff, and so to move the ball quick, we got to do some different stuff, so.
Chris, I know that you guys are thinking, obviously, there wasn't a whole lot of success tonight, but what did it feel like to get your first NFL or your season experience?
I'm just not thinking about that right now. You know, it's just disappointing to lose, and it's a team game, so it's not about any of that. It's about putting points on the board and winning football games, and we didn't do that today.
Zach had a tough night, and it seems like the crowd was really giving him a hard time. You say anything to him on the sideline during that rough time?
I mean, I always tell Zach we have a great relationship, and our quarterback room is very tight-knit, and I just always told him, you know, I got your back, bro, and you know, we all have each other's back in that room, and we all support each other no matter what the situation is. So we're always going to support each other. We're always going to have each other's back regardless of what's going on outside of that room.
Chris, when
when you went into the game, you guys were only down 13. Obviously, you had a chance to still come back. And so, like, did you say anything to the guys when you went into the huddle? Did you have a message for them, or did you kind of just like go in, I'm going to try and do my job?
Same thing I've been saying. You know, let's just take it one play at a time. Let's just keep fighting one play at a time. And even when you're down a couple scores late there, we still got to go out there and fight and put points on the board, move the ball, and keep fighting. So that was pretty much my message. And we tried to do that, but we just didn't put points on the board.
What was Jacksonville doing that was making it so difficult to run throughout the evening?
I mean, they just played hard, and you know, it's more about us. We just didn't execute well tonight. We got to execute better, and you know, we're gonna watch the film and you know see what we can get corrected moving forward into these last 2 weeks. We'll be in tomorrow and do that.
As far as the execution goes, then how disappointing is it not to do it in such a big moment? Playoff implications as they are with the crowd that showed up and not the greatest weather out here.
It's always disappointing when you don't execute, it, regardless of any of that other stuff. You know, it's one game at a time, and it's always disappointing when you don't execute and do what you set out to do. So regardless of all that stuff, it's always disappointing.
How are you feeling physically?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Mostly just feeling the disappointment of not winning the football game.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.